Paddens Lawyers. Let our team of professionals help you with your legal matter. And 4D Doors. Smarter, quieter, safer.
Garage doors redefined.
Discover more at 4ddoors.com.au. Breakfast with Vossie on 1170 SEN.
Yes, time to shine on this Tuesday morning. Welcome to Breakfast with Vossie right here on 1170 SEN in Sydney on our SEN track stations on the Central Coast and in the Illawarra through 90.3 FM in Griffith. Great to have your company. And wherever you're listening around the country, everything is working here this morning, the texts, the phones. So get in touch. Just give us a shout. Where you're listening from this morning, 0457 736 736 on the text. And you can call the McDonald Jones open line, open for business. Come along and open the batting this morning. Bowlers coming off the short run, and knock a few into the boundary if you like. 1300 01 1170 is the McDonald Jones open line. We are here for Brighton's Lawyers, the workers' compensation experts protecting your future. You can call Brighton's Lawyers on 1800 848 848 or visit their website, brightons.com.au. And for 4D Doors, Garage Doors Redefined, explore their range. There's plenty to see on their website, 4ddoors.com.au. And a reminder, if you miss any of the show, don't forget you can catch up via our podcast. Just search for Breakfast with Vossie on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or any other podcast platform and subscribe so you don't miss a thing. We post the best bits of the program throughout the morning. I know there was a reaction yesterday to the piece we did on Lara Pitt, you Dragons fans. Lara from Fox League did her season review on the Dragons, so you can have a listen back to that and other content in the program. Now, what is making news this morning? I must say that, and I'll mention one of our sponsors straight off the top, Kennards Hire, who sponsored the 6:30 Sports Update with Michelle Bishop. I took the Kennards yesterday. I drove the 3-ton truck around yesterday in my other life doing a few deliveries and pickups. I must say, different parts of Sydney, no masks. Other parts of Sydney, still masks. Don't know whether that's your observation. Well, I will say, Cronulla Way, I thought was pretty lax. Northern Beaches, I thought, was a little more stringent. You let me know. What are you observing? Are we getting a little bit apathetic about it all now? Have we just come out the other side? It's back to normal. Is this the calm before the storm? I know for a lot of people, yesterday was the true freedom day because the kids were back at school. So that made a massive difference to everyone yesterday. And maybe there were just more people out yesterday. I just thought yesterday was the closest thing. It's that long since things were normal. Yesterday looked to me like we were back. And that's across great parts of Sydney. I did a lot of driving yesterday. I just felt like yesterday was the we're back, baby. This is free. COVID? What's COVID? But there's still masks here and there and process. You let me know what you think. What's your observations? 1300 01 1170. Do you feel as if you're back to normal now? And you can text 0457 736 736. In the news, rugby league still right at the forefront. Brent Reed reporting on the back page of the Telegraph that Peter Volandis has urged clubs to go easy on unvaccinated players as they prepare to return to training next year. The Telegraph says that some clubs are privately agitating for the right to sack players who decline to be vaccinated. At the very least, it's understood that when clubs return for training, unvaxxed players will be segregated from those who have had the jab. On whether he would be concerned if clubs tried to sack players who weren't vaccinated, Volandis has told the Telegraph, "It would concern me because it is a moving feast and we shouldn't be divided on it." He also said, "Some people have different views and we have to respect that." I'm really surprised by that. I'd go as far as saying I'm staggered by Peter Volandi's comments, who you know I'm a fan, I have the greatest respect for, and I think that he has done a wonderful job. But boy, oh boy, I can't get past the point, the road we're headed down. If you go to a sporting event next year, if you go into any stadium to watch the NRL, The way it is shaping, there will be an expectation you are vaccinated. If you're not vaccinated, you ain't going to get in. You're not getting in. So how can that policy not then transfer across the game for the athletes performing to the point where we've got, oh, no, come on, you know, it's and some of the points that were made around the risk involved of the unvaccinated and the vaccinated, gee, we wouldn't possibly be where we are now if we had followed that line of thought. I think we still would have been in lockdown. I was staggered by it. Love to hear your thoughts. 1300 01 1170. Text 0457 736 736. I keep talking about we cross this bridge when we get to it. We are on the bridge now. So how are you going to feel? I want your answer this morning. How are you going to feel next year if you go to the game or you can't go to the game unvaccinated, or you go to the game vaccinated and your mate who isn't can't, but the players you're watching, some of them aren't vaccinated, if the Peter Volandis line is propelled into next season? I think the clubs, they want to be more clear-cut. They want to be like the AFL. Who's got it right? AFL, NRL. You tell me right now, today, we cross that bridge and we let the league know, if you're a rugby league fan, where you stand. Are you standing on the side of, oh, let's wait and see, you know, unvaccinated, come back, that'll be cool. It's all fine. Oh, yeah, okay, the crowd's got to be vaccinated, but the players don't have to be. Oh, okay, that's fine. You let me know where you stand today. 1300 01 1170, text 0457 736 736. Phil Rothfield reporting in the Telegraph that the NRL is considering a rookie draft to help lift the weakest clubs off the bottom of the ladder. Andrew Abdo has told the telly that a draft is a great way to distribute young talent, and it's been used successfully in other sporting codes. I feel as if we've had that conversation many, many times over the years. Michael Carianis reporting in the Telegraph. This is a very appropriate story that St George legend Norm Proven will be honoured at Cogra with the main grandstand to be named after him. Georges River Council, which owns the ground, voted in favour to name the Western Grandstand in his honour. Well done. Meanwhile, in the Herald today, the NRL has defended having no representatives at St George Leagues Club for a private live stream of the funeral of Proven yesterday. Mitchell Pearce appears to have played his last game in the NRL as the eyes are moved to France. However, interesting point to make, Knights coach Adam O'Brien has told the Telegraph that the club has been left in the dark until this point, claiming neither he nor anyone at the club have heard from Pearce or his management yet about his overseas plans. There you go. Now, the Knights made the finals, so they wouldn't be starting training next week, but they wouldn't be too far off coming back to off-season training, I would have thought. Andrew Webster, brilliant piece in the Herald today. This is outstanding writing by Webby. He tries to summarise all of the moving parts in this. Catalans want Pearce. The Knights want Luke Brooks to replace him if he goes. But the Tigers want Brooks to stay. But if Brooks goes, he prefers to join the Bulldogs. But the Bulldogs would need to move on Kyle Flanagan, who's on silly money. Well put, Andrew Webster. Summarised very nicely. Canberra Raiders star Jordan Rapana has escaped a conviction for drink driving. The 32-year-old was caught with a blood alcohol reading of 0.098 last month and pleaded guilty yesterday at Maroochydore Magistrates Court. He was fined $500 and disqualified from driving for 3 months. His solicitor told the court that his client is expecting a huge fine by the NRL as well as a suspension. The Raiders will be saying, bloody hell, again? Corey Horsburgh, Corey Hadawida-Nida, last time, Josh Papalihi's had his troubles. This goes on and on. In tennis, vaccination requirements for tennis players this summer aren't settled yet, despite a leaked email suggesting unvaccinated players would be allowed to enter Melbourne for the Australian Open. Victorian Major Events Minister Martin Pakula yesterday said that the government is still resolving with Tennis Australia and the federal government as to whether unvaccinated foreigners will be allowed in. Here's the minister yesterday.
There are a couple of things that are clear. A vaccinated player, same rules as other vaccinated entrants, which is test before you leave, test when you arrive, free to go, effectively. for unvaccinated people, whether they'll be allowed into the country at all or whether they'll be subject to 14 days quarantine. It will be one or the other, and it'll be done in plenty of time for all the players to know what the requirements are and for those that aren't vaccinated to get vaccinated if that's what they need to do.
I don't know what health advice is now. Does anyone understand health advice? So who knows? Who do we go to get? Does health advice play any part in this? Like the vaccination, where they can quarantine? Does it matter? The hotel, you know, George Clooney, Southern Highlands Farmstead. I'm on George Watch. Julia Roberts, she's a city hotel. I don't know where we're going to end or where we're going to land with this. I'd say some form of quarantine. It'd be hard to imagine that there's no quarantine. And how will that sit with Novak Djokovic, as we call it? We'll see how that one pans out. If you've got any thoughts on the tennis, you can certainly call as well. 1300 01 1170. Cricket, Ben Stokes on the back page of today's Telegraph. And it is good news. Came through last night that he's been added to England's touring squad for the Ashes this summer. The star all-rounder has recovered from a broken finger and has ended a break to prioritise his mental health. He hasn't played cricket since July, but has declared he is ready for Australia. That's good news. Let's get a T20 World Cup update. Thanks to KO. Catch up on all the action with the KO Minis. It's a great way to keep up to date with the T20 World Cup. Just the one game overnight. And Afghanistan absolutely pumped Scotland. Afghanistan winning by 130 runs. Tonight we've got South Africa taking on the West Indies, and I'm very interested to see what the bounce back is from the West Indies. My goodness, what if they put in another horror show like they did against England? And then tomorrow, Kiwi fans, you can watch New Zealand play Pakistan. That'll be fascinating as well. Does Pakistan back up its massive win against India? The Kiwis stand in their way. This T20 World Cup update, thanks to KO. The T20 World Cup, exclusive to Fox Cricket, available on KO at 16 after 6. NBA news yesterday. Josh Giddey, wow. It's almost right now, with the efforts of Patty Mills and others, Josh Giddey, Ben Simmons. Ben who? Do you care? I mean, these other blokes have stepped up now. I reckon the interest in the NBA is bigger than ever before from an Australian perspective, and Giddey has made an incredible start. A career-best performance against the Philadelphia 76ers at home yesterday, despite the Oklahoma City Thunder falling 115 to 103. Giddey tallied 19 points, 8 for 13 shooting, 1 3-pointer, 8 rebounds, 7 assists, and 4 steals in 34 minutes. What a talent. However, he's involved in an incident where, look, he's in the right, the opponent's in the wrong. He gets basically taken off court. Could have killed him. Could have killed him. And the biased commentary, they couldn't give a damn about Josh Giddey. Have a listen.
Bounce pass ahead to Giddey, and Joel said that is not happening. Takes a tough tumble into the stanchion, and so did Giddey.
My question would be, well, why are you still running fast breaks? If you don't want us to play hard, why are you running hard? I just worry about when he falls. No offense to Giddey, I could care less, but this guy, you don't want to see him fall awkwardly because you worry as a Sixer fan.
No offense to Giddey, I couldn't care less. My goodness. I mean, it's almost a talk back topic. The most biased commentary you've ever heard. Is that up there? What the? Wow. That is something. You know, Giddey, it's a look, if you haven't seen the vision that accompanies that commentary, Giddey is cannoned off court. I mean, he could have met his maker just about. No disrespect, but I don't care. You know, it's just amazing. Biased commentary. Give me your best. Have you heard? Is that up there? Is that on the podium? 1300 01 1170, text 0457 736 736. That's gobsmacking. That's gobsmacking. Biased commentary. Who was the old bloke who did the Queensland? It's a penalty. It wasn't, you know, when he was calling the old Queensland New South Wales matches. Was it Kev Kelly? Kev Kelly, was that his name? He was as biased as they come, and he didn't hide it. What about Rex? calling Manly games. Didn't hide it. He didn't hide his bias. So who's the bias commentary examples? Let's give me some. Throw them at me. 1300 01 1170. Text 0457 736 736. Now, briefly away from sport. Five local government areas in New South Wales have now hit a 95% full vaccination of over 16 population. Hornsby, Ku-ring-gai, the Hillshire, and the Camden LGAs in Sydney, and the Murray River in the state south have all hit the milestone. Randwick and City of Sydney are the LGAs lagging behind with an 80 and 75% rate respectively. A teenage boy has been charged over the alleged stabbing of another young boy in Sydney's West last night. It followed a 14-year-old boy presenting himself to Bankstown Hospital with the injuries. A 14-year-old from Bass Hill was arrested and charged with reckless wounding. He'll appear at a children's court next month. You'd love to just sit down with him and just have that conversation. What are you doing to make your life better? And that's all you have to ask. If you're a fan of a McDonald's breakfast at all hours of the day and night, then I have some bad news for you. Just pull the car over. Stop. Macca's has stopped offering its all-day breakfast menu to speed up wait times during its afternoon and evening rush. The fast food giant yesterday confirmed that breakfast items will now only be sold from 4 a.m. to midday. I'm a hash brown fan. I can have hash brown at 3, 4, 6 at McDonald's for dinner the other night. Didn't ask for a hash brown, though. I had a burger, fries, and a caramel sundae. But I have been known to have a hash brown. That's shocking news. That's dreadful, dreadful news. Have to take a little while to take that in. The McDonald's breakfast is now not all-day breakfast. Thing of the past. Wow. And here's one for you to finish on. Another talkback topic, potentially. The Scottish accent has been voted as the most sexy in the UK, according to a new study. 2,000 people were asked for their opinions on the sexiness of accents and found that in the UK, living north of the border is best. The Scouse accent was voted the least sexy, those around Liverpool. The Scottish accent's sexy. Never occurred to me. Never, ever occurred to me. Ladies, if you heard a Scottish man, sexy. Men, if you heard a good-looking lady who had a Scottish accent, would that be sexy? I'm going to say no. I'm not going to go out on a limb there. I'm going to oppose this poll result. We might branch out onto all accents this morning. Give me your best and worst accents in terms of sexiness from across the world. Text them in 0457 736 736. The French accent for me. I mean, it's a given. It's a given. It's to me. It's there. It's gold, silver, or bronze. But you have an opinion on that. 1300 01 1170. I wish I could break into some French right now. 0457 736 736. I could do some Greek. Karas pera, karas oriseti. How you go? But anyway, that's not sexy. 22 after 6, lots on the agenda. I think the Peter Volandi's comments. I really need to go there today. We're on the bridge. We're about to cross it. Who's right? Who's wrong? AFL, not be worried about non-vaccinated players. Have some heart for them. What's your thoughts? 1300 01 1170. Text 0457 736 736. Off and running on this Tuesday morning.